strong start, dominated inside 50s and possession in the first quarter. Just couldn't quite capitalise.
Yeah, that's one of those things, momentum, isn't it? I think we had 15 inside 50s to 7 in the first quarter, but just didn't capitalise. Some turnover balls, some misconnections going forward, a few drop marks. So, it was a bit disappointing that start that we didn't get the result that we actually wanted, for sure.
But what happened after that then, Brendan? They obviously sort of dominated for major parts of the match after that.
Yeah, the second and third quarter in particular, they won the contested battle inside. I think the contested possession was about 6 to 20 in the second quarter, so they got their hands on the ball. And then once they got their hands on the ball, they controlled it. I thought, they owned some uncontested marks, particularly in the second and the third quarter. That then gave them the momentum. And we got a little, in fact, it was more than a little, we were disorganised behind the ball. The loss of Phillips then forced us to try and put Rowe up forward. And Rowe's a really good organiser down back, so... we've had a real makeshift defence behind the ball, and today they were found wanting. That put some real pressure on. I know we had Simpson out late. We lose Phillips, which is a move for Rowe. Plowman's been out, Byrne, Williamson. So it put some real heat on that back six or seven. We had to try and be creative, but we got a bit disorganised in that period, and that coupled with them owning the ball, they got away from us. Disappointing.
You said like they did own the ball, and particularly Dane Beams in the first couple of quarters. Was there someone meant to go to him, or did that didn't happen, or did you think about putting someone
to him? We had Ed Curnow on Zorko, and it's one of those things, how negative do you become? You're losing the game at that point, and you can have three tags running if you like, but then you're being reactive and not winning the ball. So there's a little period Ed went onto Beams, and then onto Zorko. So it's sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul scenario, but he was in good nick today.
Could you understand, I guess your supporters would see this and see that you've lost comprehensively to another bottom four team. What can you tell them? Is there any, what sort of hope can you give your supporters?
First of all, I'll start with Brisbane. Let's not think, I know the ladder is the ladder, but their losing margin is far better than what their ladder position is. You saw last week they played really well against Freo, and then also they had a good win against Hawthorn. So let's give the respect required to Brisbane. I think our supporters can understand the reality of where we're at just now. We have a lot of work to do. We've been impacted significantly, particularly down back, with injuries. So moving forward, we'll continue to challenge this group in and around basic fundamentals. I thought they were low today. Chains of ball movement, we were out and didn't capitalise, so we've got to keep working and chipping away at that, and we've got to work strongly on our defensive action. But our group needs to hear we're going to try and be defined by pressure. That's something we're not going away from, and stay united as a footy club. So it's been inconsistent. We've got to work really hard at it, really hard. We're disappointed, and we'll challenge hard, and we'll work hard.
Is it a concern in particular that you were beaten so badly out when the ball got out into space? The first quarter, for example, yes, you did win the contested ball quite handsomely, but the Lions still won the overall count, and they really owned the space after that.
Yeah, well, they win the ball and then got it to the outside, and as I said, particularly in the second and third quarter, we got disorganised behind the ball. And found it hard to get our defensive action set. So that was concerning, those middle two quarters. The last quarter, though, I thought we boxed on admirably, given where we were. We won the inside 50s, but again, didn't really put enough punch on the scoreboard in those times going forward.
Just on your forward half, Brendan, you did have more inside 50s, and it looked like it was going very Charlie Curnow, understandably. He's a great target, very sort of focused, and Hodge was zoning off and double teaming a lot. Like, is there concern with how you're moving the ball forward?
There was a little bit of decision making going forward, but because we're beaten around the contest, it's this Rob Peter to pay Paul scenario. We put an extra forward up around the contest because we needed to get our hands on the ball. That then gives Hodge and Co. the ability to drop off, which he's done so well for a number of years, and we lack composure going forward to actually capitalise on that ball use. So that's the story in a nutshell. Yeah.
Jeff Phillips, what did he do, and did you have any other injuries?
Oh, yeah, we did. We've run over I don't know what's happened to us this year in terms of injuries. It's been really frustrating. It's made it incredibly difficult, but that means our group will build some resilience by playing players in different positions. We've got a makeshift defence at the moment. Wiedering had a calf and come off. I think he failed to play in the last quarter. Phillips did a hamstring early, which then puts pressure on Charlie, because we had Cruiser playing a significant role up forward this week. Simo, we know, out late with a calf, and then Marchie misses a fair chunk of the game late, so we were under man today. It made it really difficult, but you build resilience through this time.
What happened to Caleb March?
Yeah, well, I don't really understand it fully, but he's okay, but there was some raised heartbeat going on, so I don't really understand that. The doctor said he's okay, so he's off to hospital now to be checked, so we'll see how that unfolds.
Okay,
thanks.